Hey, kid. You ever think back to how we fucking started? You and I? That's a long story, isn't it? But I feel like telling it again. It just feels surreal. That we actually fucking made it here. Baby bird. You make me so happy. Do you remember when we first met? God, I was an asshole. Guess I still fucking am. In a lot of ways, I never change. When you say people never change, it's just this continuum of nonsense and, well, I always thought I had to be better than everyone else. And somehow, even with that, you managed to get through to me. Someone who had to be better. Someone who had to be perfect. A man basking in the limelight and hating it every second. I just wanted to be good enough, but to hear I was good enough for you made me feel guilty. I remember when I gave you a chance to be my sidekick. I was fully expecting you to give up halfway. Because who would really want to spend a day in the life of somebody who's all pretend? Let's face it, kid. I was all fucked up. Always trying to do something with my life. Because I was always following orders. One thing after the next, and you get numb to it. The fame didn't have any real meaning. The love put into it lost. I just was the best because I needed to be. Back when me and Toya were taken to that facility, it was different. We were trained not just how to be heroes, how to be fucking monsters, more like. You saw through me. And I took you for a flight. Remember when we had our first kiss? Wasn't that fucking romantic, but I'd take it all over again. It's worth it. Honestly, I remember that one time when the paparazzi pissed us off and knocked that guy for a loop. Was in the headlines for weeks. Nearly got canceled. But you know what? It was fucking worth it. That look on your face. I was just trying to get to know you. Trying to figure out what made you tick and why you stuck with me. Why all those times you decided just to go about 99%. I wanted to know why. How. What I had done to get you that in love with me. I know you started as a fan. And that's just fucking fine, but it's different when you get to know someone like that. When you really get to know them. And it just feels right. It just feels like all those things you thought were fucked up might not be after all. When you get to do something you've never dreamed of doing, never thought of it. Because it wasn't within that bar to entry. I finally knew when I met you, things were gonna be fucking different. I knew my world was changing. And it was for the better. First, I was scared of it. Lashing out, thinking I was dragging you into this whole fucking bag of worms. Even then, you still stuck by me, much to my, at the time, frustration. I still can't believe it, that look you had in your eyes. When we started rebelling against the people who owned me, that's when things got dramatic. Do you remember? We ran away. God, I love that. It was like our honeymoon. Even before any weddings or things like that, we had been dating like a shotgun. You never knew what was going to happen. Just a giant shot at a board. Wondering where we'd end up. We traveled the world slowly. But it was cut short. After all, you can't run from your problems. I knew too much. You were just another tool they could use to control me. Luckily, some fucking part of the friendships I've made, they weren't all fake. My idol and my friend, Endeavor, he could have turned us in. He probably should have for himself. But he said, fuck no. He saw how much we needed each other, and I think he saw his own regrets, his own relationship, his own life filled with regrets. I see him. But it's not too late for him to rise from the ashes, and he proved that to me. That day, when he could have locked us away, gave us to the people who would have kept using us forever. He saved us. If I'm being honest. And so I couldn't back down. I couldn't just let them have the last laugh, kid. I had to do something. So we went back. I asked you to stay away again, but you never know how to, right? You just don't know how to take a no for an answer like that. You've got to be right fucking by my side, right? And I love that side of you, babe. Now, do you remember what happened next? Oh, God. Probably the worst time. When I had to work with him again. I say that, but Toya's my friend. Even after us being enemies. Back to friends again. Enemies. I never did quite get the hang of dealing with him. I mean, he still gets on my nerves. We fought for a while, but one of the main things we had to do next was getting rid of that organization. You might think it's easier than it sounds, but it didn't go well. We got caught in somebody else's plan, someone big and more rich. More powerful. Heroes, they might seem like they're on top of things. They might seem like they've got the control. After all, we've got the quirks, right? But what's stronger than quirks? Money and power you can't measure with quirks or tests. The power of influence, and especially power of blackmail. Control. That's what made that so tough. We went, and we failed. Barely getting out. I was so mad. I remember confiding in you. Again and again, doubting myself. Again and again. I hated that I doubted. Because I knew how deeply it affected you. But I couldn't stop, Ken. At least, for a long time I couldn't. I'll be the first to fucking admit it. I didn't handle myself well. In fact, Ken, I'd say it's quite the opposite. That's when you came in big. Bigger than anyone else. There was no one who at that point dared to stand with me. An infighting of the Hero Society, what was going on and all around. I just couldn't find a reason. Corrupt politicians, leaders of nameless groups. It just was a never-ending circle. I ended up taking you to what I thought was a safe place, only for us to be put in danger again. I remember it. I remember everything. And just wish I could have fucking done better, you know? I wish I didn't have to face my failures right in front of me, you know? Then again, at least some of them led me to you, so my being a washed-up hero with guilt and shame and a million sins riding on my back led us together. Might seem like something simple. It might seem like I'm running. Maybe I still am. But you snapped me out of it. You gave me something to hope for, to look forward to, and to cling on to when nothing else seems to work. I could cry. I could beg. That doesn't change anything now, does it? If you taught me one thing, kid, it's that I can't keep wallowing. I gotta do something. If I don't like the cards I'm dealt, then flip the table and make a scene. That's the spirit, right? You and I, we're built different. We had to be. And I realized somewhere along the way, even if we came from vastly different life, even if I didn't know everything about you, even if I was still learning, I could see it. That glimpse of hope in your eyes. That light that always kept me fighting. Even when I was gonna go back to old ways, rolling over and taking it. Though I guess I can't say I always put up a good fight, but those times, I think the only one who beat me was you. It was always you, baby bird. You made me feel so happy. You made me feel so safe. And I just want to say I love you. I love you beyond just some kind of a trend or some kind of cash grab or greed. I love you because I fucking do. Need any more proof? I sure hope so. Proving something to you just makes me feel like everything's gonna be fine. I'm gonna feel you the same way I did way back when. And I want us to escape from this hellish cycle of going back and forth. I don't want to regret anything. I want to face this whole damn world. Make it into something we can live in. We can be proud of. Something that we actually want to do, instead of feeling like we have to. And trust me, kid. I know you've had a shit run of it, too. Otherwise, you would have never fallen for me. I mean, come on. Let's face it. You and I, we've got our scars. But that isn't stopping us. That never stopped us before, and I can't see how it could stop us ever again. If anything, I want to make sure, right here, right now, you see me as a man, not just as a fan. I want you to see I ain't perfect. I ain't always a hero. In fact, I ain't afraid to be a villain for you either. If it means I finally get to see that face all over again. If I get to make you fall in love with me again. Then you best believe I'd switch sides right then and there. I don't have a thing I regret, Ken. Not anymore. The only thing I want is more of the same. This crazy, never-ending, nonsensical ride that we both can't seem to get off of. I want to see you sing me a song in my arms in the morning. I want to hear your voice when I'm flying with you higher than anyone else. I want to take you to every nook and cranny that I've ever found to be interesting or fun. Maybe most of all, I want us to be free. Really free. Not just caught by bigger and bigger fish trying to eat us. I know I gotta be stronger. I know I can't always do it on my own, but I got you. I got you, so I'm not scared. I want you to know that, kid. I love you. Not just in a normal way, either. I love you in a way I can't fucking put into words. You know I suck at that shit. But even then, look at us. We communicate just fine, even still. You understand me. And I can't tell you how much that means to me. I can't tell you how much my baby bird means to me. How much I think of you every single day. And when I look into those eyes, I see my future. I see every little detail of everything I ever wanted. Right then and there. I don't care how spoiled I get. I don't care what it takes. You're mine, baby bud. You're mine. And I'm not sharing. I'm not compromising, and I'm not letting you go. I've gotten addicted to you, Ken. You're everything I never knew I needed, never knew I deserved. And don't get me started on the guilt. Used to fucking happen every day, but right now, I just can't. Because I know if I'm guilty, it's gonna take thoughts away from what I can do better. How I can be a better man. What I can really do to make you smile. Might be pretty uncool, but guess I'm stuck in my ways, Ken. Guess I can't stop seeing my baby and seeing you as the best thing that's ever fucking happened to me. I'm serious. Don't get too touchy on that. You know, it's pretty funny. Ever since I got on your nerves that one time, I never let you go for that. I kept it up, even to this day. Can't fucking lie. When I look at you, and you give me that fiery look, like your eyes are seething with venom, makes me happy. Got your full attention, haven't I? And even then, me reminiscing like this. You'd think I'm older than I am, right? I guess I can't escape the fact that I just want you to know how I feel. I want you to feel how I feel. And I want every fucking thing to be great for you. I want that more than anything. I've been a pro here for a while now. But more than that, I want to be a pro boyfriend, husband, lover. I don't just want to give you a good fucking life. That's just the basics. My master plan of it is a little more cunning than that. And I think you can gather where I'm going, what I'm doing. I want us to be living it up, not just living. Too many days I spent just existing. Wasted so much time. So much fucking time. That's just it. I don't think I could waste another moment because I'm spending it with you. I don't want to get complacent. I don't want to get too cocky. But we both know that's not gonna happen. Aw, come on, baby bird. You know you got the hots for me so much. You'd listen to me talk about nothing. Even when it's not something that's important. You'd let me talk to you until your eyes roll back. Till you fall asleep. Till you can't think of anything else. Yeah. You want to say you wouldn't? Hey, babe. You're gonna have to try better than that if you're trying to convince me otherwise. I mean, come on. Look at us. Right here, right now. You're fucking cute like this. You knew that, but you'd never accept it, right? Cute. Nah, come on, kid. Don't go giving me that. If we're gonna go like that, then... Guess I gotta step up my game, huh? If I can't even fluster you the way I used to, then I guess I gotta do something drastic, don't I? Just like old times, pushing you around. Come on, if you really didn't fucking like it, you'd tell me, or you'd show me, or you'd just kiss back, grab me by the wing, something. Come on. The more you look at me, the more I'm fucking sure. It's the one I can't get away from, even if I tried. It's always right in front of me. I love you, baby. You're the only little lovebird for me. And I promise you, much the same as I've done before, we're gonna make it through this. I fucking promise. Ain't nobody gonna stop us. Even if they could. Cause I can say now, we aren't in this alone. Even if it's not perfect, we got a long way to go. I'm proud of you. Proud of us. Still kind of fucking bewildered the fact that you even had the hots for me to begin with. I mean, fucking think about it. You and me. That's a pairing. I don't think anyone saw coming. But I like it. And that chaos that we always live in. It's fucking sexy. This whole life feels like it's worth something. These bones don't feel so burnt to a crisp or messed up. Instead, I feel like I could do anything. And with you, holding my hand, looking me in the eyes, I think all of it was worth it. Getting burned just to come back twice as strong. You know, one of the most fucking cute things about you is... it's pretty fucking simple, actually. Every time you really want something, it's written in your eyes, not your expression. You might try and convey it there, but I can see what you're feeling. I feel it in my beating heart. In that rushing blood, in that moment of making a choice, you know? Sometimes you just gotta fucking go for it. Sometimes you can't hold back. Those little subtle moments. That's what separates someone who has their heart in it and someone who's going half-assed. Trust me, babe. I've long since given up on doing anything half-heartedly. If I did that, would you really see me with those gorgeous eyes? Would you really look at me the way you do now? I don't think so. Because I wouldn't be me. I think it's one thing to accept someone for all their fucking faults. And it's another to change, try and be some boxed in shape for someone else. Sorry, kid. I'm afraid I'm never gonna be anything but myself. Me. That crazy son of a bitch who doesn't know when to quit. Who loves you selfishly, even if I know I'm putting you in danger. Simply, I just gotta keep you out of it, right? Then I don't need to feel guilty. I know. You never asked me to fucking protect you. And besides, you're my sidekick, ain't you? Then, you know just as well. We got each other's back. I got your front too, by the looks of it. Hey babe, you're looking mighty steamy right now. You know that? You trying some new technique or something? I don't fucking know what you're doing, I just know I like it. And I love you. So I think whatever you're doing is working. You gotta try some more, or is that all you got? When I fucking kiss you, it makes my heart beat faster. You know, they say feeling love isn't something you do anymore. The people lost that 100 years ago. But I think you have proof that it never goes away. And even if they thought we couldn't, even if they thought love wasn't a feeling, that it was something of a bond of emotions, then you and I are different. We fucking get it. There's no fucking way I would have done half the stuff without love, without feeling that dread of losing you, that wonder of making you smile. Fuck. You always had that effect on me. Putting me into a state where I was almost constantly dealing with emergencies. What kind of maniac have I become, huh? What do you think, kid? You feel the same way? It's been a wild ride so far. But I think it's about to get a little wilder. I don't care, though. Let it be wild. Let them send every fucking one. I don't care what anyone says. I'm not stopping, and I'm not letting you go. I fucking love you. And, well, for what it's fucking worth, I think we make a good team, and even better lovers. I think kisses and the little wonder of all the things we still haven't learned about each other. You really can never stop learning about the person who matters most to you, right? Maybe I should make it something to jog your memories like never before. Maybe I should make you fall in love with me all over again, just for the fun of seeing that inexplicable expression. Yeah, I think that's more my style, right? Then again, fucking telling you, maybe I'm losing touch. Maybe I'm just giving you a warning shot. Then I'll stop at nothing, baby, but that I'll make sure that you never see anyone else the way you see me. Because fuck off to everyone else. You're my favorite bird for life. Got that. You're the only one who gets all of me. Hell, you're the only one who gets half of me. Fuck all the rest of them. Yeah. I ain't got time for anyone else. You gotta admit. Makes you a little fucking happy, doesn't it? Knowing you got me. You got me in ways so fucking bad. So damn bad. I'm afraid if you ever left me, which I know you won't, I could never see anyone the way I see you. I could never feel for them because they're not you. That's my baby bird. I want you to feel me, baby bird. I want my voice to ring in your ears. I want my touch to make you go wild. I want every little thing I do to you to have effects no matter where we go, no matter how fucking far we go apart. Tell me, my cute little lovebird, what can I do that'll make you say my name? That'll make me swallow your thoughts? That'll make you just as crazy as I am for you? I wanna make you feel. I wanna make you taste my lips. I want you more than simple words could do justice. Come on, baby bird. Squirm for me. You look cute when you're flustered. Like fucking animals. And I love it. I love it so much, baby. Yeah, I swear it is fucking nectar. Oh, yeah. Oh. With the fucking wings. You're gonna play with my wings. Don't think I'll let you off easy. Don't forget you got your fair share of weak spots too. Enough, right? Yes, you're just like me, then. Yeah, baby. I love you so fucking much. I swear to fucking God, you know just how to make me feel. You know just how to make me feel alive, baby. So fucking loved. Yeah, you're so, so gorgeous. So one of a kind, baby bird. I need you. I need you, baby bird. Yeah, with me. With me. Oh, I love you so fucking much. I love you more than anything, baby bird. Baby bird. Baby bird. Just having you like this. Just feeling you against me. With all your focus buried in my feelings. You should know it's the fucking same, baby, but even right now, that warmth, that glorious feeling of being together, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I love you too fucking much for it. You baby bird. I love you so fucking much. And if you didn't realize already, my little songbird, I can't live without you. I don't feel without you. I could never, ever love anyone. I love you. My baby bird. You're mine. Got it? Good. I think that side suits you too. Just don't go passing out on me now. You can't actually think I'd leave my girl unsatisfied, would you? Gotta fucking take my time with you. Slowly. Show you where you belong. Let's see, if you're doing that with my wings, do you think I'll just lay over and take it? What do you mean, not gonna have a choice? You're awfully cocky today. Pretty ruthless today. Feisty, too. Could that be because you're unsatisfied, too? You want more, don't you? You want a lot more. Yeah, well, I fucking want even more, too. That kind of messy kissing really gets to me. Makes me really feel the baby part. Yeah, the way those hands of yours wander. Like you're trying to drive me wild. Give me more. You want me? Don't you? More of me? Really? That's it, my little love bird. You ready for me, baby? Fuck. Why you touch my wings? Why you touch my body, baby? Makes me an animal. How many fucking times do you squirm there thinking about me, rubbing that clit for me? I like every time you go for those weak spots, but how long has it been since you made love to the thought of me? Anytime we're away, it seems like I'm always dying and stroking this fat cock for you. Thinking about you endlessly, wanting more, more. Yeah, baby. I'm down bad just for you. And I ain't ever coming up. I'm waiting for you to come down here with me. I'm waiting on you to feel even more for me. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Come on. Show me how you squirm for me. Show me the conflict of your hands running through my wings while my knee runs up that thigh, grinding against you. You grind back against me, baby. Put up a fight, baby bird. Just how many times am I gonna have to ram this fucking hot cock in between these thighs of yours until you understand you're crazy about me? Baby bird, come on. Let's be honest here. You make me squirm just as bad. But I wonder what side you like more. Making me squirm, or when I make you lose your goddamn mind. Show me, baby. Show me, baby, the way you touch yourself for me. Show me all those little details that I could miss if I was handling everything myself, baby. Come on. Show me that side of you. That side nobody gets to see. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, you're so fucking sexy when you look like that. When you feel like that. When you're hot like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you like that. So do I. So do I, baby. So do fucking I. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, you make me feel it, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, sexy, baby, but... How bad did you want me, baby? How badly do you want to taste everything I've got? Hey, baby bird, you're aching for me just as much, ain't you? Then show me how that bloody mouth, show me on your breathless how you learned to pluck it. Trying that. Wrapped around my tongue and my arms. And that's when you're most beautiful. Spread those legs for me, come on. Yeah. Oh, God. You know just how to hit me. Why'd you take it harder when you're already on top? Pin my wounds down like that, and you're still taking orders like that. Still taking kisses around. Still making things so, so amazing. That's right, slowly. Come on. Slowly touch it. Savor the feeling, baby. Savor the feeling of me and my body, it's all for you, baby. Fuck, you should know that by now. I'm crazy about you. So yeah, you gotta take this girl, good night, baby girl. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, baby. Show me what you fucking got. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll make you cry, oh, baby. I'll make you cry, oh, baby. Oh, you took it so fast and so hard. Oh god, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yes. So fucking well. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I can't stop, baby. I can't fucking stop. You're so fucking perfect. So perfect, I kinda wanna drive you into this pillow, into these blankets until you scream. This man wrapped around you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I fucking love that side of you. Is it masochistic, sadomasochistic, or something else? I don't care anymore. I'm just gonna take you like we're animals. Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck. Oh, yeah, baby, still feels good. Yeah, keep it going. Keep it going for me, baby. Keep it going for me, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my baby part. That's my baby part. Milking that cock so good. Fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck. Fuck, fuck yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I love you so much. Oh, I fucking needed this. I need this so fucking much. Yeah, yeah. Oh god, you're so fucking perfect. Fuck. Yes, that's your fucking man. Yeah, it takes one to know, and I fucking know I am too. Fuck. I love you, I need you so fucking much, baby. Baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, you're so cute. Like this. You're so fucking hot. You make me burn up and lose my mind. And you're just the fucking best in the world, you know? Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. God, I love you. God, I love you so much. Baby bird. My baby bird. You're the fucking best thing in my whole fucking life. And we're not anywhere close to done. So let's enjoy our years. Enjoy while we can do everything. Slowly save every touch and make sure we live the fuck up every single day. You're mine, and I'll be yours. You can always count on this, snarky bird man. And you best believe I need you. I need you.